chapter 6, verses 8 to 15. Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they secretly instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people as well as the elders and the scribes. Then they suddenly confronted him, seized him, and brought him before the council. They set up false witnesses who said, "This man never stopped saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses handed on to us." And all who sat in the council looked intently at him, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Thus ends the reading. As I reflected on this scripture, I couldn't help thinking that wouldn't that be a great way to be known, full of grace and power, and filled with wisdom and the Spirit? No matter what Stephen's opponents said about him, his face was like that of an angel. Well, a place where I encounter grace and power is among the incarcerated persons I meet in Wisconsin state prisons. Whether they're men or women, they're grateful for any shred of dignity they receive and that I can offer. And these are wise individuals. Many of them are Christian or Muslim or one of the other faith traditions that are recognized by the Department of Corrections. There are 7 altogether. These are thoughtful people, and they're also very well read. After all, one thing they have is time on their hands. Granted, some people may need to be incarcerated because of their crimes, and the need to protect the public from them. But most of the people I've met have developed greatly since the crimes that got them incarcerated in the first place, and they really no longer need to be there. They're caught up, though, in the current truth in sentencing laws passed by legislators who do not want to be seen by voters as soft on crime. Which gets us back to Stephen and his opponents in today's first reading. There will always be those who take issue with our faith in that name we insist on preaching about, as described in Acts chapter 5. And yet there are always those who need to hear the healing word of Jesus. Can we be as courageous as Stephen was in the face of his opponents, even in the face of those who would be our detractors? Can we honor the risen Christ as Stephen did by pointing to a new reality? That is the meaning of the resurrection. This is what it meant for Stephen to make the claims that he did, whether they were seen as false or not. And this is the message we honor in this Easter season.